I don't want to think if there is God or not. It doesn't matter to me. That's what agnosticism is all about. I don't know. You don't know? Just think. Because there's always a choice just between the two realities. And if you're a sensible person, you have to think. There are only two worldviews. Either there is nothing, and then what is the sense of life, or there is the eternal life of a personality, and there is the responsibility that you will feel, and your conscience, and none other will judge you, and you will be suffering because of it. It is so strange. How can you be an agnostic? So I'm lost in the forest. I have two paths. And I'm told this path is leading there and the other one is leading over there. That's it. There is no third road. This is self-deception when you say you're an agnostic.
Tertium non datur, the Romans said.
There is no third option, either or, either there is the eternal life or there isn't. So is it very difficult to try to consider this and to verify the grounds offered by both of these worldviews? Let's consider both. And an agnostic says, I don't want to think. I feel good. And this sounds in such a proud way. I'm an agnostic. It's impossible to prove anything. It is possible to prove when there are only two options. And you have to choose. If you're lost in the forest and you're a sensible person, you meet two people. One of them says, there is no way out. Stay here and live in the forest. And the other one says, there is a way out. Many people followed this path and they went out of the forest. Who will I believe? The one who tells me the way out. So the religion gives me a way out. It indicates the sense of life, and the sense of life is in the life and not in the eternal death, which the atheism is talking about. What kind of a sense of life is it? So the sense of life is how you live this life. I don't want to talk even about the consequences of it. So the religion opens us the sense of life. It actually justifies our strive for good, for justice. And from the point of view of atheism, it doesn't matter because you die and that's it. Because when you die, your good and evil vanish. Because you were dying for other people, you were serving them, and what sense does it make? None. You wanted to serve the humanity, all right, and now the scientists say that in half a century, the humanity, the mankind as the biological species will disappear from the surface of Earth. And what is the sense? Even if you cared for the benefit of the mankind. And you know, you can actually calculate, because there are very few people who gave something, some good results for the mankind. How many of them are there compared to billions of people who are getting born and dying generation after generation? And what are they living for, of these billions? So, on agnosticism, that's just the evasion, it's unwillingness to think, to decide for yourself the most important problem of your life, the sense of life. What am I living for? And this is indeed a hard sin. Or I'd better say it's actually craziness, because, you know, if I don't know the way out and I only have two paths described to me, and I say, I don't know,